The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.
Raider Nation, wake up and get ready because it's time for the Morning Grind on the official Raiders Podcast Network.
Good morning, Raider Nation. This is Lincoln Kennedy, and today's date is October 18, 2023. Thank you for joining us for another episode of The Morning Grind. Well, there's a reason why I am so happy. Well, it was a good weekend. Good weekend all around, and I'll tell you more about it as we go forward. But anytime you could beat the Patriots, it's a good day. It's a good day. Anytime the Raiders get a win, it can be a good day. And for The Morning Grind and the purposes of this, Raider Nation, it's a wonderful day. So thank you for joining me. Let's get into it, okay? Because even though the Raiders were able to secure a victory and now at 500 at 3-3, they sit on a platform with 13 other NFL teams. And the honest truth is that moving forward, they're going to have to be better than they've been. This is the first game. The Patriots games was the first game that they got over 20 points. And they were the last one in the league to do it. And it came at the behest of a safety by Max Crosby, which was a good play, tremendous play to seal the victory. Let my heart rest when it happened, because I was worried. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of people are concerned about still the offensive side of the ball. And the biggest concern that I've heard from a lot of people in the nation was the fact that, why are they struggling so much in the red zone? Why is it that they can move the ball between the 20s, the big part of the field, but when they get in the red zone, they struggle? Okay. The best way that I can explain the struggles are, and it's not, you're not going to pinpoint one guy, one position, or one thing. It's not that. It's a combination of everything. Look, when you get in the red zone, you already know the field is constricted. So there's less space than you have, say, in the open field with the back of the end zone and everything else in the sidelines. So it's less space, first and foremost. So you got to be extremely creative, and better, more than that, you have to, when play calling, but when it comes to execution, you've got to be better. And that's where the Raiders have fallen off at. Penalties, miscues, you know, not missing a block, missing a read. I mean, these are things that have plagued the Raiders through these first six games that they've got to correct if they're going to get things moving forward. So with that being said, if I'm Coach McDaniels, what I'm doing is I'm going back to the basics that I know will work for me. Within this offense, slot receiver and tight ends have tons of real estate. Same thing with the way people have been playing. When you're playing too deep, you have to take advantage of the middle of the field, because they are going to, you right now, you've seen a tendency from defenses, especially in the red zone and safeties, to cheat over to help on number 17, or in recent studies, help on number 16. And, but to be honest with you, you could take advantage of that aggressive style of defense if you want, because they did it this past weekend. You think about it, that touchdown Jacoby Myers scored, that was, in essence, was a double post. It was a double post. Davante Adams ran a corner route, and Jacoby Myers ran a post. But the double slant action forced the safety covering and helping with Davante Adams to go over the top. The other safety split, thinking he might go to the tight end. Jacoby Myers comes wide open in the end zone. Those are opportunities you need to seize and take advantage of. Those are opportunities your slot receiver would have as well. Now, I don't know what's going on with Hunter Renfrow. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not trying to act like I do. But the fact is that he's been relatively a no-show in this offense. And I think there's opportunities for you to get him involved. If, at the very minimum, what I would suggest is that you put Trey Tucker in a far X, and you'd start developing some routes for Davante Adams at the slot. Move him around. You already know teams are going to focus on him. Now, I know Devontae's been beat up, and trust me, I tell you, he is definitely a tough guy, because he's gotten up and he's been going back in from all of them. But you can't afford to get him killed. So there are opportunities where he can do with his quick moves and able to get open. You see Buffalo's done it with, Diggs and their receivers. You see other teams have utilized it. Even San Francisco has utilized it with their slot receivers and Ayuk and stuff like that. So there are possibilities to change up, but you have to get better execution also. Look, when you run the football, what the Raiders are trying to do, especially when they get down there, whether they're trying to sweep and get in the outside or run the football between the tackles, you got to have better blocking up front. And we just haven't seen that on a consistent basis. We haven't seen the blocking come. And the fact of the matter is that now that people have seen what Josh Jacobs has done, and I've said this all year in all of our morning grinds, that they're going to commit to taking him away. Look, for what it's worth, until now, defenses haven't really respected or thought about the deep ball. So they haven't been playing deep. They haven't been playing coverage, off coverage like the Raiders do, for example, thinking about the deep ball and the other qualified quarterbacks you played against. It hasn't been tested very rarely. Matter of fact, this last play from Hoyer was one of those things, to Trey Tucker, was one of those passes where when you see safeties cheat up and they're going to try to take away your tight end or your slot receiver, then that's where you hit them. You know, you're going to have to test it a little bit more in the open field, but in the red zone, which we're referring to, you're going to have to be more creative. Whether you're flooding areas with, you know, layer routes, you have a flat route, you have a quick out route, you have a deep out route types of things. Whether if teams are playing cover two, you got to call up those cover two beaters, which is a lot like layering the routes or the different route combinations. But you also want to look for your tight end. And your tight end is going to come in big because more times than not, there's going to be probably a linebacker or an undersized safety that's covering him. So just like many teams have done to us in the past, throw that high ball. Look at the Chargers. Their tight end Parnum, 6'8". Now, we don't have anybody that tall, but we do have some pretty tall guys that you can take advantage of. If you throw a up ball towards the goalpost, then they have to go up for it. That's what you're looking for in the back of the end zone. So those are little things that you're hoping to explore and to sort of implement in your offense. But overall, the fact is a lot of times you have the miscues, what we've seen in recent games, the miscues where the penalties back you up, where they put you behind the sticks, and then it's hard to get those yards because the running game hasn't gotten off. It's a work in progress. All in all, just like everything else, you know, if the Raiders want to be successful, they're going to have to create more balance to their offense. Now, who knows going forward who's going to get the starting nod at quarterback as long as Jimmy G is out. But I'm saying the offensive line has to play better. There has to be better execution. And more importantly, has to be a little bit more creative when the play calling coming down there. You have to know that teams are going to be looking for, defenses are going to be looking to stop number 17. Defenses are going to be looking to stop now number 16. Defenses are going to be looking to stop number 8. You got to get other guys involved. And whether it's a fact where you're interchanging pieces, where you're trying other things, you're trying to use, you know, Trey Tucker's speed across the backside of the end zone, you've got to have protection in order to do that. So you got to secure the protection before you can even think about those routes or trying to create separation. But crossing routes, pick routes, and all those things that work well in the red zone need time to develop. So you got to put an emphasis on the offensive line and the protection. Look, I know it's been difficult. I know it's been a rough year so far, but this is a stretch of games where the Raiders should be able to take control. At least going to Chicago now with an injured quarterback, I know they're a better team than the Bears. But the last time they played the Bears, Justin Fields beat us by running the football, using his legs. Well, you don't have that right now because he's out of this game. So you need to harass this new quarterback. You need to harass this new quarterback and get after him defense. When you get in red zone, you have to be more efficient. The problem ultimately, I think, in my opinion, is that you get so content that you have a sure-footed kicker that you're okay with being conservative. I want you to be conservative. I want you to learn to be aggressive. Be aggressive with your play call and be aggressive with your execution, because the thing is, you need sevens. You have to go in with the mindset, we need seven. We need to get seven. If you want to take advantage of four down territory, so be it. But put yourself in a position to where you can take advantage of it. It's not fourth and eight. It needs to be fourth, one and two or three at the most before you take a chance like that in the red zone. But yes, you do need more sevens. I'm thinking it's going to get better. I'm optimistic. I hope you are too, Raider Nation. Well, that does it for this episode of The Morning Grind. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Morning Grind on the Raiders Podcast Network.